All right, we might ask this bloke if he believes in it. Anyway, 1300 01 1170, take your calls later. You can text us while we have Nicko Hines on the line, 0457 736 736. And Nicko's there. G'day, Nicko.
Hey, fellas, how are we?
Did you get to see the Jess Fox canoeing just then?
No, I actually missed it, unfortunately.
Mate, she was brilliant.
Yeah, she was good. What about the surfing? Nicko, you been watching any of the Olympic surfing?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of, I think it was Itzlo and Owen Wright just before, a couple few hours ago, and I think they were at a dead heat at the time, but I had to leave and make a phone call, so I'm not sure who ended up winning that. But
well,
I watched a little bit of it.
Owen got beat, but Owen just won the bronze. He beat Funky Kyle Medina just then, so we've got our first bronze
beautiful.
Medal. Because I know you like your surfing,
Medina,
Nicko.
He beat Medina, did he?
Yeah, just.
Well, who's in the final? Italo and someone else.
And the and Dino.
Kanoa, Irigashi.
Irigashi, yeah. The Japanese, the local boy.
Hey, right. Nicko, have you chosen your break at Cronulla yet?
Nah, not yet, mate.
Yeah, it'll be on the beach with his new contract.
It'll yeah.
Big house down there, I reckon.
Oh, he's flying.
Hey, Nicko, just on that, mate. I know, like, Melbourne obviously wanted to keep you down there, but why Cronulla? Was it the coach, the new coach coming in, Craig Fitzgibbon, or was it just a lifestyle thing as well?
Oh, no, the lifestyle didn't really come down to it, to be honest. No, I've lived in Melbourne and I've lived in Mackay as well, so Mackay wasn't a great lifestyle, but I just think, you know, it would have been the best opportunity, and it ended up really coming down to Fitzy. Everything he spoke about and valued and wanted to take to the club is what I value, and, you know, it was sort of similar to what we value at the Storm as well, and if I was going to go somewhere, I wanted to improve my game and continuing to build my game and be a good player and a person as well. And that's everything I've seen in Fitzy. And they've got a good squad there. And now we've got Dale going as well. So it's looking promising.
Well, you've had some season, Nicko. Maybe even, I suppose, a season that you may not have dreamt of. It's when it comes to the Dalliums at the end of the year, I've got no doubt you're going to be right up there. But what's one of my favourite sayings, Fletchy boy, sometimes?
Some of the best gifts come badly wrapped.
So when Ryan Pappenhausen goes down, Bellamy gets a chance to really unleash his superstar, Nicko Hines. But the sliding doors of rugby league, are you shocked to where you've taken your game this year, Nicko?
Yeah, I reckon I can say that. You know, I knew that if I got an opportunity like this that I could do something, and I just didn't know to what heights I could have done it at. And, you know, I've seen Paps how good he went last year and beginning of this year, and you know, I just thought, you know, I feel like I can back myself to get to his level, and if I got an opportunity, then I was gonna take it. And you know, unfortunately, the way it happened for Paps, that an opportunity did arise for me, and you know, I had to take it. And if I wanted to be a good NRL player or a player that's going to be important in this competition at this club or another, then I had to take that opportunity, and I worked really hard to do it.
I noticed last week, Nicko, when Pappy came on, you were in the middle. Have you got a bit of an appreciation now for the forwards that do all your hard work?
Yeah, definitely. I did it at the beginning of the year for a little bit, and on the weekend again. You know, it's a little bit of a joke at our club about you know, the forwards and the edges or the backs going at it a fair bit, who does more work and whatnot. So I've got to experience it a bit more now, so you know, I don't. Hopefully, Christian Welch and the likes don't hear me saying this, but I do appreciate what they do a bit more now.
You won't. Many people won't recall this, but you certainly will, Nicko. A grand final. People talk about the 2015 grand final, unbelievable grand final. It was the Cowboys taking on the Brisbane Broncos. We know how that story ends, a field goal with Jonathan Thurston. But what people don't realise, earlier on that day, it was the Seagulls under-20s. Tommy Turbo was in that side. Jesse Raymond was on that side. Liam Knight, your good self, Luke Garner, etc. Taking on a Penrith team and familiar faces you're taking this week. Naden, Edwards, May, Luai, Leota, Fisher-Harris. Cleary was off playing Australian schoolboys. But you meet them again this weekend. To think about all those young people on that day playing in all these massive games, how excited are you for this Saturday?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty crazy to think that we're all in that day in that grand final. Is something to, well, I'll always remember, because of even the NRL grand final was bloody amazing how that ended as well. And you know, it's really good to see that all those players have gone through to play NRL. You know, that Penrith team has done a wonderful job to keep all those players, and now they're playing as a team in the NRL, where us Manly boys all kind of split up. So it's really exciting. And funnily enough, last year we played them in the grand final, and we got one over them. So they got one over me in 2015. I got one back, but I didn't get on the field, so I don't know if I can claim that. But it'd be good to. Really looking forward to hopefully running out to a packed Suncorp Stadium and taking them on again, because it's always a big challenge and something I look forward to doing.
You can certainly claim it, Nico. Oh,
absolutely.
Fletch.
Absolutely. Now, Nico, every coach in every rugby league team that I've ever been involved with has always had a favourite. And from the outside looking in, it seems to me that Brandon Smith can do no wrong in the eyes of Craig Bellamy. He gets away with some cheeky antics. Is this true? He's the teacher's pet.
Yeah, I reckon so. He tries not to be. He tries to do the muck around with him and bag him out and whatnot. But there's a secret, very secret love there, yes. I think. And Bells has got a couple of them. It's him and Cameron Munster as well. Cameron Munster and the Cheese are very similar in the way they treat Belzer, but Belzer gets him back pretty well too. So they have a real running battle. But at the end of the day, push comes to shove, I reckon they have such a great love relationship. And even Dale Finucane's in that little category because it's his love trial. Dale doesn't do all those little smart ass things, but Bells loves Dale just as much as well.
Who are you rooming with? Are you rooming with anyone up there, Nico, in your hub life?
Yeah, I've got Harry Grant, which is very unfortunate, and a young fellow named Trent Liero.
Oh, that's my
Fletch knows him pretty
that's
well.
My adopted son. We went surfing down there. I claimed him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
How's he going? He's been getting a little bit of a run. He got a run last week. Is he in the squad this
week,
mate?
I don't actually know. I haven't seen the team list. But,
I will tell
you. He's been getting a few runs.
I will tell you. Oh, he's not.
Hey, Nico, if you had to be a guessing man, right, and we went to grand final, and a lot of people are asking this question. If the Storm are fully fit, Harry Grant's good to go, Cheese is good to go, Pap's good to go, you're good to go, Munster likewise, what jumper could you see yourself wearing grand final day if the Storm were to be there?
What? Yeah, that's a great question. It's $1 million question at the moment, because I've been getting asked this a lot about what's going to happen. But, I don't know. I'm just going to continue playing my best football so I can stay in the starting team. But, you can't really turn a blind eye to what Paps has done in the number one jersey as well last year and the beginning of this year as well. So, whatever Craig thinks is best for the team, for him, for myself, everyone else, you just got to do what's best for the team. And wherever they put me, I'm going to have to do that. But, like I said, I'll be doing everything I can to keep staying in the starting team. But, we'll just have to see what happens.
If Craig said to you, hypothetically, he said, Nico, I'm going to give you the 14 jersey, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Pap in a roving role for half an hour. Fullback spot is yours. You can do that, or you can play 80 minutes in the centre role. What would you take?
I don't know. I'd have to play in the centres a little bit beforehand. I couldn't just go straight into a grand final in the centres because I haven't played there at all, really. So if we're in the grand final, as long as I'm getting on the field this time, I don't care what happens.
Good answer, Nico. Now, Nico, I'd imagine the upcoming contract with the Cronulla Sharks is going to be the best contract you've ever had. Have you thought about investing in any cryptocurrency?
Crypto horses.
No, a few of the boys get into it, but I'm not really that into it, to be honest.
No.
I haven't thought too much about it, and it doesn't really bother me, to be quite honest. So I'll just have to try and invest in some properties.
Yeah, property's good. Marijuana. I'm saying for medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
You can. It's legal in the ACT. It's coming here. Mm. So, Nico, get your people to talk to my people. My people live out Merrylands, and we're a bum bag. But other than that, I think you've got to be smart about your money. Investing in medicinal marijuana is the future.
Right, we'll see. We can tee that up, eh, Fletch?
Yeah, I'll tee it up. I've got to go.
Hey, Nico, just because Fletch and I are a couple of desperates, and we have actually bought crypto horses. I understand Paps bought a couple. If we wanted to get a couple of players on to chat about that, maybe educated on it, who are the main crypto horse entrepreneurs, so to speak? Pap would be one. Who else?
Cheese seems to know a lot about crypto and the coins and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I think Jerome Hughes is starting to educate himself a bit more. I seen Paps on his laptop doing some research the other day, and Romy went and sat next to him, and I think he started to learn a little bit. But I think I think Paps might be drip feeding a few of the boys, and they might start, you know, getting into it. But Cheeses, you don't really see much of Cheeses' smart, when he's doing interviews and playing the game, because he just, he's that larrikin, but he's actually quite switched on with that sort of stuff. So he'd be pretty good to talk about it.
Haven't the time? He's just
explained you then. Nico Hines has just explained you.
But I'm just saying, hasn't rugby league changed from the days of sitting down with a laptop and looking at crypto to we used to look at People magazine sitting there. The game, you blokes have certainly changed the game. So, Nico, we're going to let you go. Get back to watching the Olympics. Thank you for joining Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletcher. And best of luck next year, my friend. And this year
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, guys.
Well done, Nico. And it's a massive game on Saturday. So, well done. Good luck with that one. That's Nico Hines.